A knock on our door.
A knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
At our rendezvous,
down
in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Janet?
Hmm?
Do you like it?
Jack! Oh, Jack, it's beautiful. Well, how sweet. But what's the occasion?
My mother's birthday.
Oh, it's very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you?
Ah!
Thank you. I'm going to give it to her tomorrow.
What, you're going to go down to San Diego?
Yeah, if I can borrow Larry's car. Do you want to come with me?
Oh, Jack, I would love to. But who's going to watch the shop? I'm supposed to work.
Oh, that's too bad. My mom thinks the only girls I know are empty-headed playmates.
What made her think that?
When she met him. Anyway, she's always on my case to forget the looks and find a girl with brains. You sure you can't make it?
You are skating on thin ice, Jack. Jack! Janet, you'll never guess who I ran into today!
Chrissy, you left the door open.
Well, that's okay. My friend Darlene is paying the taxi cab driver. You'll never guess it in a million years.
Your friend Darlene?
How'd you guess?
Who's Darlene?
You remember. I told you all about her. I went to high school with her in Fresno.
You did?
Yeah, I remember that girl I told you about who was always so miserable because she never thought she'd get anywhere.
That was Darlene?
No, that was me. Darlene is the one who told me I had as much brains as anybody else and I better use them or lose them.
So what'd you do?
I listened to her. Well, Darlene is always so smart. All the kids in school used to call her Einstein.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. She was captain of the debating team and president of the Honor Society and our class valedictorian.
Gosh, Chrissy, what'd she do for fun?
She sang in the church choir.
She sang in the church choir. Well, I can't wait to meet this one.
Well, you're gonna meet her real soon because she's gonna be staying with us.
What?
Well, she was supposed to be in town for a convention, but the hotel lost her reservation.
Oh, great. So you invited Miss Einstein to stay here.
Well, it's only for a few days.
Chrissy, it's crowded enough with just the three of us.
I didn't think you'd mind.
Really, Jack?
And it's no big deal. She could sleep here on the sofa. Yeah.
The sofa? I won't hear of it. Chrissy's friend can stay in my room. Oh, hello. Who's that?
I want you to meet my friends. This is Janet.
Hello.
And this is Jack.
How do you do?
Chrissy, 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 how come you never told us about Darlene?
Don't listen to him. Chrissy talks about you all the time, especially about how you helped her.
Has she told you how she helped me?
No.
Well, if it wasn't for Chrissy, I never would have graduated with honors. As a matter of fact, I probably never would have cracked a book my whole senior year.
Really? What did she do?
She stole all my boyfriends. Could I have my hand back?
I'm sorry, I'm getting so forgetful. Excuse me.
I warned you about Jack.
Oh, come on, Chrissy, that's not very nice. Didn't I offer to let Darlene use my room?
Oh, no, I couldn't ask you to do that, Jack. I mean, where would you sleep?
Well, actually, it's a rather large room, so I thought...
Jack!
I thought that I would sleep on our friend Mr. Sofa right here.
Right there.
Excuse me, why don't I go straighten up my room? I mean, your room. Excuse me.
See what I mean?
Yes, but you don't have to worry. He's really quite harmless.
Yeah, and he's funny. You should see some of the tricks he pulls on us.
Yeah. On second thought, you better keep your door locked.
I'll keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Isn't she terrific?
Oh, Chrissy, you're the one who's terrific.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you. If I ran into an old high school friend and she was dressed like that, you know, the Gucci bag, Romano boots, the the Dior blouse. I would be green with envy, and you're not the slightest bit jealous.
Oh, that's silly. Why would I be jealous? Is that really a Gucci bag?
Oh, no, you remember, Darlene. If there is anything you want, you come out here and just wake me up, and I'm talking anything at all.
You are very kind.
Kind of nauseating.
Is there a telephone here that I could use?
Oh, yeah, it's right over here.
Oh, is that the only phone?
How many do you need?
Oh, see, I think Darlene means she'd like a little privacy. Let's go heat up some coffee.
Okay.
Darlene, I will get the number for you. I don't want you to bruise your pretty little fingers.
Jack, it's personal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you go. Oops, hang on. Low bridge. Got it?
Yeah.
I'll just put your suitcase in my... Sorry.
Hello, Doris. Hi, it's Darlene. I can be reached at 555-6350. Are there any calls? Who? Fred Jones. How come all the Johns are always named Jones? Yeah. How much? Are you kidding? Listen, Doris, you tell him that if he wants me, my price is $100. You got it? I'll talk to you later.
Are you free?
What?
I just thought you might like to go down to the Regal Beagle.
The Regal?
It's our pub.
Now? I just got here.
Hey, you know, the best cure for jet lag is a little glass of vino.
Well, I don't know, Jack. I haven't had a chance to talk to Chrissy or
oh,
anything.
Oh, you guys will have plenty of time together. We'll be back in 10, 20 minutes. What do you say?
Well,
good.
Hey, where are you going?
Darlene wanted to see the Regal Beagle.
Well, what about us?
You've seen it lots of times. So then, Janet and Chrissy asked me to move in with them. And except for a few minor irritations, everything's worked out perfectly.
Oh. And there's nothing going on between you?
No, that's one of the irritations. Say, Darlene, how would you like to drive down to San Diego with me tomorrow?
San Diego?
Yeah, see, it's my mother's birthday, and I was wondering...
Oh, hello there.
Larry.
Hi, I'm Larry, Jack's best friend, his buddy, and his pal.
Larry, get lost.
See what I mean?
Darlene, this is no friend of mine.
Hey, don't listen to him, darling.
That's Darlene.
Darlene, what a lovely name. Whatever do you do, Darlene?
Don't you think that's a touch personal?
You're right. I'll wait until we're alone.
Hey, Larry, you're not kidding.
Bartender just told me this terrific joke. Seems this traveling salesman stopped by this farmhouse.
Larry, I don't think Darlene wants to hear any off-color jokes.
Gotcha. Seems this traveling minister stopped by this farmhouse.
Larry, will you knock it off?
I have to be going anyway. I'm expecting a phone call.
And not a moment too soon. Listen, Darlene, I'll walk you back.
Oh, no, Jack, stay. I can find my way back, really.
Okay, what about San Diego tomorrow?
Oh, I'm going to have to let you know.
Okay.
Goodbye, Larry.
No, not goodbye. Until we meet again without Jack.
Ty! Serves you right, Nico.
San Diego, huh? You sure do move fast, pal.
Larry.
Hey, look, I know this nice, quiet rendezvous. Just outside the city.
Will you cool it? She's not that kind of girl. Oh. As a matter of fact, she used to sing in a church choir.
It's no problem, Jack. This place is way out on the beach. No one will hear her.
And my history and my algebra.
Well, how nice.
Yeah, well, I helped her with the really important things.
Yeah? Like what?
I taught her how to say no.
Fred Jones? Huh? What do you mean, what do you get for $100? Hey,
Is this one of those game show quizzes? Yeah? Huh? Well, what do you expect for $100? What? Hey! 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 Listen, Fred, you're a creep!
I think that's for me.
No,
Hello, Fred? Yes, this is Darlene. No, that was a new girl. Fred, give me the number of your hotel room, and I'll meet you there after the party. Fine, I'll see you then. Bye. Call girl. Well. Imagine that. Janet, I didn't mean to shake you up.
Who, me? Why would you shake me up? It's none of my business.
Then you're not going to tell Chrissy?
Who, me? Tell Chrissy that someone she's been bragging about that she really likes is a...
What's the matter? Can't you even say it?
Not to Chrissy. I don't think she could handle it.
But you can.
Oh, sure. Definitely. I mean, you know, I feel that, well, you're old enough to know what you're doing, so I'm not going to make any moral judgments.
Thank you.
If you want to throw your life down the gutter, that's your business. It's just, I don't understand how you could sell yourself to just any guy.
Any guy?
Yeah.
What do you think I am, a hooker?
Hooker, call girl, what's the difference?
Hookers don't drive Ferraris.
Oh. Oh. You know, though, Chrissy said that you were real bright. You know, everybody called you Einstein?
That's right.
Well, couldn't you have found a better job? I mean, a girl with your brains
is smart enough to know where the real money is. Oh, look, I'd love to chat with you longer, but I really have to get ready for work.
Sure. Yeah.
So soon? I was hoping we could talk. I want to hear all about your job.
Why don't you ask Janet?
We're out of coffee, and I'm going down to Furley's to get some.
Can't you tell me first?
No.
Why?
Chrissy, there's not much to tell, because it's not really much of a job.
Hey, but what about all those Gucci's and Poochies?
Well, yes. She does make a lot of money.
How?
Well, see, Chrissy, you know how at big conventions, there are always a lot of men, and they're lonely. And Darlene just helps them relax. Yeah, she's kind of a hostess.
Oh, you mean like an airline stewardess?
Yeah, like an airline stewardess. She gets around a lot. I mean, she does a lot of traveling.
Really?
Oh, really? It's a real hustle. Hassle! Real big hassle, Chrissy. I'm gonna get down there and get that coffee, okay?
You look beautiful. You think it's too much, Chrissy?
Not for your job.
What?
Well, Janet told me all about it.
Oh, I didn't think she'd say anything.
Why? I think what you do is wonderful.
You do?
Yeah.
In fact, I'd like to take a try at it myself.
What? Well, I know it'd take a while for me to get the hang of it, but if you just let me watch you work, I know I could do it.
Chrissy, I don't really think it's for you.
Hey, it can't be any more difficult than what I'm already doing in my own job. You ought to see some of the things my boss asked me to do. Especially when we've got out-of-town buyers.
We never would have believed it.
We
least you get paid for it. All I ever get's a free dinner.
Chrissy, Chrissy, you sure have changed.
Haven't we all?
Touché.
Hey, Darlene, let me go with you tonight. I know I can do it.
Well, I don't know, Chrissy, if you're really serious.
I am. Let's go, okay?
Okay.
Whoa, hey, what's the hurry?
Oh, we can't talk, Jack. We have to go to work.
Work?
Yeah, Darlene's taking me to the convention.
Well, have fun. Darlene, are we on for tomorrow?
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it, Jack.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it, Jack. I want a girl just like the girl who married dear old Dad.
Hi, Mom. This is Jack.
No, I wasn't crying, Mother. I was singing. Mom, don't make any plans for tomorrow. I'm coming down to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm bringing someone special. Her name is Darlene. She's the kind of girl you've always wanted me to bring home. She's a kind of small-town girl, very sweet and very safe, very nice. In fact, she's a lot like you. Well, listen, Mom, I don't want to, you know, sell her to you over the phone. You'll be able to judge for her tomorrow. I'll see you later, Mom. I got no money. Would you mind explaining yourself?
Jack.
Was it so important that it couldn't wait?
Jack, Darlene is a $100 night call girl.
I don't care. When a guy's talking to his mom. She can't be. I mean, Miss Einstein.
So? She's a smart call girl.
I don't believe it.
Believe it, Jack. She told me so herself. And we can't let Chrissy know.
Well, if Chrissy doesn't already know, she's about to find out.
What do you mean?
She went off to work with Darlene.
What?
They left 2 minutes ago.
Oh, we have to go get her.
Wait, Jennifer, wait. What are we getting so excited about?
Huh?
Chrissy's not about to do anything crazy.
Right.
She's a sweet, nice, innocent girl, which is exactly what those guys at the convention are looking for.
You get Larry's car. I'll get my purse.
Let's go.
No.
No. Hey, Janet, grab my jacket. Larry, just in time. Darlene's a call girl.
Could you run that by me again?
She's $100 a night call girl. Now, there's no time to explain, so please, Larry, I need your help.
Gee, I'd love to, Jack, but I'm down to my last $3.
Help us out?
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Oh, then you're working here tonight.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I'm working, but I'm not getting paid. No. This is my first time.
That's a fair pay.
Yeah. Where is she? I don't see her.
Jack, please calm down.
I am calm.
I'm sorry, miss. I seem to have lost my name tag.
Oh, you don't need a name tag, Mr. Swackhammer.
Oh, thank you.
Follow me.
Okay.
Excuse me, miss. I left my name tag upstairs.
I'm sorry, but you can't get in without one.
But you let that guy in.
Mr. Swackhammer? He's chairman of the board.
Wonderful party.
Oh, great. Having fun, buddy?
Just great. How about you?
Listen, why don't we step outside for a breath of fresh air?
Jack.
Come on.
Jack. Jack!
What do you know? I didn't leave it upstairs after all.
Oh, go right in, Mr. Blake.
Mr. who?
Blake.
Oh, yes.
Jack. There she is.
Oh, good.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for a girl.
You certainly came to the right place.
Mercy.
Pardon me, miss. Huh? But have you seen my wife?
No.
Good. I'll buy you a drink.
Oh. Are you here to have fun or to find Chrissy?
What?
There she is.
Charlie, Charlie Blake,
huh?
I've been waiting to meet you.
Whoa.
Top vice president of sales.
That's me.
And the biggest phony of the bunch.
What?
Wouldn't even answer my phone calls. Now, what the hell happened to that shipment I ordered?
Shipment? The ship tomorrow. Tomorrow your shipment will come in, or my name's not, Charlie Blake.
It better be there.
You got it.
Are you here to make business deals or to save Chrissy?
Out, Jet.
Oh, look, Jet. There she is.
And the waiter is... Room 104.
That's my room.
Where are we going?
Nowhere. Come here, Chrissy.
Where?
Game's over, mister. Oh, wait a minute, buddy. You're not taking her anywhere. Hang on. Hey, it's not for me. Mr. Swackhammer sent for her.
Swackhammer? Yeah.
You have to. It's past your bedtime.
And I don't want to go to bed.
That's why we're taking you home. Darlene, anything I can help you with?
Oh, no thanks, Jack. I'm all packed.
Uh-huh.
Gee, I'm sorry. We didn't get a chance to see your mother.
It's too bad she got bitten by that old flu bug.
I thought it was arthritis.
Oh, yeah, well, that's where it bit her, in her arthritis.
Darlene, your cab's down there. Here you go.
Don't you think I should wait and say goodbye to Chrissy first?
No, see, she's going to be gone for a very long time.
Yeah, maybe longer. When she goes shopping, she's off for hours and hours.
Yeah. Hi.
My, how time flies.
Oh, I'm so glad I got to see you before you left. You really have to move into the hotel.
Yes, Chrissy, I do. And it'll be closer to my work.
Well, I just want you to know, I really had a good time last night. Everyone was so friendly.
Friendly. Isn't she priceless?
Yes, she is, and she's going to stay that way.
Oh, well, it's time to go.
Well, goodbye. Have a good time at the convention.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, it's poor Darlene. She really puts up a front, doesn't she?
She does?
Oh, come on. She may have fooled you two, but she didn't fool me.
She didn't?
No. She's not really happy doing what she's doing.
She's not?
Of course not. What she needs is a man.
Come on, Chrissy. Mother's expecting us by 3:30.
Okay, just a minute.
It's a 2-hour drive to San Diego, remember?
Don't hurry me. I'm trying to write a birthday card to your mother.
Chrissy, please.
Okay. Just listen to this.
As though we had a choice.
M is for the mother of our very best friend. O is for... Oh, she really is. T is for the tender care she gave him. H is for...
Hurry up.
No, H is for heart so pure.
Oh. Put it all together and it spells moth. Okay, good, Chrissy. Let's go. All right. Come on, please.
I'll finish it in the car.
Good.
Oh, wait. Did you ever bother to tell your mother that we all live together?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Jack, maybe we better not go.
I'm going to tell her today.
Today?
Yeah, isn't that going to be a bit of a shock for her?
No, because my mother is very broad-minded and liberal. She's as modern as they come.
Oh.
There's just one thing, though. She happens to be very nearsighted.
So?
So if I introduce you as Dave and you as Tom, just play along with it, okay? Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.